Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's the end of the show show. The end of the show show. The end of the show show. The end of the show show.
Hi, and welcome to Gregor's End of the Show Show. Summing up what went down in Seattle for the nerds and on the internet every weekday morning, I am Gregor. Hello there, host of mornings on 107.7 The End. Nerd Talk, the news coming up. Locking down a time right now to do another episode without sports of a sports podcast. The full 90 soccer time podcast coming back hopefully tomorrow. I don't know why I said it like that. I'd like to take a moment to encourage you to brush your teeth. Those chompers grow on that weird sort of algae on the outside. If you were walking across them, lots of us would be slipping and falling. It's so easy when you have a weird routine. I'm speaking, I guess, to everyone who's staying at home. Essential workers that are out there in the workforce still probably aren't experiencing it the same way. But even I'm on the radio every day. We're considered essential. Like, technically, I have a pass from the government that says I can, go wander around if I need to for business. But here we are, we're at home. Our company took it seriously and had to stay at home so we don't have to see each other. A couple of my radio friends are still going into the station every day to work, but that's just a logistics problem. I moved some of the paneling in my room and it sounds weird now and I gotta fix it. Anyway. It's so weird. Okay. Anyway, what? Oh yeah. I was talking to my wife and she's like, my routine. We went to brush our teeth at night, as we do every single night. We brush our teeth together, whether we're mad or not or whatever. We stand there and brush our chompers. It's something we've done for 5 or 6 years now straight. Anyway, we were talking about it. She was like, yeah, in the morning, I'm forgetting to brush my teeth some days. And I'm like, yeah, I could see that. Because if your routine is go downstairs, have a cup of coffee, eat your breakfast, then come upstairs, brush your teeth, and go to work, and you change that part where you don't go to work and you decide to have another cup of coffee, suddenly it's 9 o'clock at night and you didn't brush your teeth in the morning. I want to know what little things like that you've run into that have changed and that you're messing up with, hygiene or, your normal behavior, things that have gone by the wayside. In my family, I'm the official drive the car to the gas station and fill it up person. Other people can handle it, but it's my I just like doing that for some reason. Go over to the Costco, put the card in, save 30 cents a gallon, fill her up, bring her back. I like driving around. I like cruising. It's hard for me to be stuck inside all this time. Less difficult than I anticipated, though. A lot of projects getting done. A lot of cleaning that usually gets neglected happening. Anyway, I've already rearranged my studio and everything. I wonder what the little things that, we deem so necessary. Like my total eating habit is changed now. Get up, have my cup of coffee, do the first part of my show, go downstairs, cook some breakfast, come back up. It's really interesting how that's changed. Usually I wouldn't eat till 10 in the morning after getting up at 3:30. That's not healthy. So what little things like that? Obviously no one can get a haircut unless your family member is a hairstylist. Shout out to my buddy Brandon, who was growing his hair long and then decided that it was time to have it cut, which means his wife, who's a hairstylist, finally had enough of his garbage. We'll talk about that on the Full 90 Soccer Time podcast. Sorry, Brandon, I don't mean to be a dick. I mean, I definitely am. Right now, he's saying, first of all, how dare you? Okay. It's getting weirder to be in a routine where the routine is kind of like a grind now. The news starts the same, we cover the same things. It's all still so important, but it's losing its edge a little bit.
In case you missed it, it's the news.
Today in coronavirus, 10,600 plus confirmed cases of COVID-19 in Washington state, including sadly 541 deaths, reports the Seattle Times. Those numbers still going up, but certainly not as fast, and for that I say good job to you. Now, a report by Cairo 7 spoke with researchers doing behavior modeling at the University of Washington on how this stupid virus spreads. Currently, the curve is flattening, but if all of us just had to visit just one friend to get some relief, more than 70% of households would be reconnected and allow for the virus to ramp back up. Stay home, stay healthy, and stay connected with Radio.com. The White House is cutting off funding to the World Health Organization over its treatment of COVID-19. Instead, we're going to use that money to install some super big, very advanced virus-killing lasers. The president of Emerald Downs believes there will be racing this season, just not sure when. Ooh, what if it's people running from each other to try and social distance? I guess we could have the horses ride them just for kicks. Yeah, weird. NHL Seattle donated $1 million to local organizations, including a bulk of it to the United Way, to help get food to families. You don't even have a team name and you're already impacting the community? Nice work.
You just got news.
Here's a wild headline that comes up from BuzzFeed News. Also, when did BuzzFeed become a news outlet that we listen to? Regardless, reporting here from BuzzFeed News, scientists have reported the first case of the coronavirus spreading from a dead body. Boy. We need to take care of the people who take care of the dead. We need to be doing that regardless, because that is a crazy job where you're dealing with dead bodies all the time. But this sounds an awful lot like how zombies happen. Not quite as literal as, like, the dead reanimating and coming back to life, but, like, when they're already dead, still spreading. Here's the story from BuzzFeedNews.com. Thailand is reporting the first fatal case of the novel coronavirus being transmitted from a dead patient to a medical examiner, a finding that experts say adds to safety concerns for morgue and funeral home workers amid the global pandemic. Yeah, you think? The dead people are still transmitting this thing? That's crazy. I understand giving it to your animal or getting it from an animal, even worse. But the idea that, like, you're like, well, there's a dead body. Now what do we do? Obviously, you hire Boba Fett, and Boba Fett does a disintegration. I guess any Mandalorian would do. Are you watching Star Wars: The Clone Wars? It was a series that ended several years ago, very abruptly and very oddly. Disney brought it back with Disney Plus, and they have all these new episodes and animations and everything, and I gotta tell you, it's a huge miss for me. A series about Ahsoka Tano? That's gonna be a thing? Yeah, I just don't... Isn't doing it for me. Again, it's for kids, and I'm a giant old adult, but still, I liked that show. Come to think of it, like, Star Wars for the last, like, 20 years has been pretty bad. In almost all accounts, except for The Mandalorian. Like, if you were a television show or movie producer and you came with an idea and they did as badly as some of these things, or they were as dumb as some of these things, there's no way that they would keep going. You're totally playing on the marketing power of being able to sell toys to idiots, like me, in the form of Legos.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
NASCAR driver Kyle Larson found himself fired from his real-life racing team and dropped by his sponsors after using a racial slur during a live-streamed iRacing event. Boy, ever since sports got canceled, networks are desperate for content, and unlike that terrible game of horse, computer racing looks awesome. It still requires high-level racing skills. So the race got real when a guy who wasn't raised that way used an unthinkable expression, not realizing his mic was hot. He has since apologized. Virtual happy hours, meetings with your boss, trying to interview for a job after you used a racial slur in a NASCAR race. We're learning pretty quickly how to live in the video conferencing world. Yeah, now it's not just for people walking the aisles at the drugstore FaceTiming one another on speaker. What are you doing? Next time you have to stream face-to-face, you can loop in a llama, a goat, or other farm animal for a small fee. A farm in the Bay Area has their animals for hire. Well, how much? $100! So that's how the prize goat is paying spendy Seattle rent during the shutdown. And finally, Researchers are now able to make structures in a laboratory that are stronger than diamonds. Ooh, hopefully more sparkly too. Before you know it, it's the scientist covered in drip, head-to-toe diamonds, hopefully with rap albums. On the cover, they got lab coats and a modest, gently used Toyota Corolla.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
The end of the end of the show show. The end of the end of the show show.
The end of the show show.
The end of the show show. Thanks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.